Chapter 5. Creating Tracks. Pro Tools 10 records audio file information called tracks, which are separate channels for each audio input that has been recorded. To start the process of creating fresh audio tracks, go to the File menu, Track, and select New, or use Ctrl-Shift-N. If you select the various presets that Pro Tools can display, you don't need to create other tracks manually, unless necessary. Mono audio tracks are best used for sounds like audio interviews or instruments such as saxophone or violin, which are mixed into one single path. Stereo tracks are best used when you have an instrument that has a full range sound playing back from the left and right speakers, such as piano or a music CD. Number of new tracks. Select any number of tracks that you would like to create to be laid out in front of the virtual mixer. The default title for a new track will always be called Audio, along with the number of track that you are recording. For example, Audio 1. To help keep your audio track sessions organized, you can overwrite the existing title of the audio track by clicking on the white area within the edit window where the Audio 1 is written. Change the title by typing in a brand new audio name, such as bass, guitar, or piano. Track format. Choose from mono or stereo. Track type. The track type selects what type of track you would like to create. Options range from creating mono or stereo tracks to the advanced preferences such as creating aux inputs, podcasts, and others. Track time bass. Choose between the two options for keeping time in the track, samples or ticks. Record modes. There are a variety of selections to choose, depending on which type of record processing mode works best. Non-destructive. Pro Tools is non-destructive editing software, which uses less disk space since the editing that you do from the audio will not delete the audio that is stored and recorded on your hard drive. If you record over a track's existing audio clip, the audio is not overwritten from your hard drive. This means that you can find the new and old audio files secured safely on your hard drive. And if you do happen to record over the audio that is being edited on Pro Tools, you can always revert back to the original audio file, as Pro Tools automatically creates a backup folder for each editing session. Destructive. Recording over any pre-recorded clip will result in the original file being replaced with the new audio clip being recorded. This means that no backup audio clip is stored on your hard drive, and this will wipe out any current audio that you just recorded over. Loop record. If you would like to record a particular section of a song, like a chorus or guitar solo, then this option will keep the selection to be recorded playing continuously. By selecting the exact place where you would like to record at, right-click on the record button and record as many looped recordings that you'd like. To find the list of all the loop recordings for that specific track, open up the multiple takes option. Quick punch. When recording a new audio clip, this gives you the ability to manually and instantly start and stop the recording process while adding other parts of the song to a previously recorded track. In Pro Tools Transport, right-click until you see a P. This stands for punch. Next time you are playing back recorded audio material, set a section that you want to be recorded again and play your instrument.